people say my show is lame. Even though it's backed up by Bob's name. Every other week I bleed my guts to entertain you genius nuts. Got an idea for this week's show. It's just crazy enough to work.
Why does that not inspire confidence?
But there's tons of this stuff on the net.
Don't look it up if you want a thrill.
It's like they're out to prove how bad it can get.
It's like a cyber dentist drill.
Computer nerds without a clue.
They can race through code like swimming.
Composing MIDI songs for you.
It's their substitute for women.
Oh, this has got to work. Man, that's a sign you found some really reprehensible material.
These songs tonight I play on rec.
W-R-E-K Atlanta.
A certain sort of sonic trick.
Doesn't matter how you rant a.
We're trapped in an endless labyrinth.
Don't try to pray to God or Santa.
I wish they'd just stop making sense.
Try a tumbler of my lantern.
Think that'll help?
Maybe if you stick your head in it up to the neck. They say it's best left to the boys.
Don't wanna leave it to a chick.
To broadcast this computer
because
noise.
Because it is Guy's Bailey Wick.
They say the odds are that I'll fail ya.
Hey, how can I fail ya?
Just because of my genitalia.
Talking about my genitalia.
My genitalia. Like I'm gonna fail ya? You know, I've been wondering for 10 years when you were gonna get around to this one, Flues. It's kind of obvious.
It is. I guess waiting this long means you're showing some restraint.
It's not bluegrass, Sideco, or rap.
We don't even wanna begin it.
It's ultra mod synth.
Just make sure you don't step in it.
This music that once made you frug.
Or drink or monkey or swim or clutch.
It's been regurgitated by a Moog.
Ow.
It's pronounced Moog because it's Dutch.
Ow.
The guy was Dutch.
Moog.
You idiot. Nobody ever gets that right.
Hey.
I'm sick of hearing that mispronounced.
You need to get violent about it.
Moog. It's Moog. Moog.
Yeah.
Moog, got it. You just want to get on with this crap. I mean, we're going to shovel it out on them anyway. Why mince around? I thought I'd make it easy on the seekers.
Your singing doesn't make it easy on anybody, Flues.
Ow!
Come on, Fisher, get off the pot. Why don't you play some of that Who crap you have for them?
Whatever you say.
Ah, geez, that's never a good song.
You know, you wouldn't think that song could be worse.
Oh, great.
We're going to be getting back to more irritating MIDI madness soon enough, Seekers. But that sad intro should make What's to Follow sound rich indeed, because you're about to be treated to the album Electric Tommy in its entirety. even cleaned up digitally. This obnoxious electronic knockoff is too painful for words.
Thank you.
Spend the early morning of a day that usually doesn't exist listening to electrosonic blasphemies, which shouldn't. Happy freaking leap year, seekers. But before we get to even worse stuff, like side two of Electric Tommy, something for you to dread, why don't we listen to something that's actually not half bad? Dr. Yo and his sex medley here on Bob's Slack Time Funhouse on WREK Atlanta.
Fantastic lover. rainbow dust is starting to cross the trap and start falling to taste. All it takes is mechanical rain of the TV program waste again. Back control and I'll be in the science of mankind's brother. But all I see is driving me all right. Plastic fantastic, plastic fantastic. Plastic fantastic lava, yeah. Plastic fantastic. I love sincerely.
Oh, that was pleasantly diverting. But you know, most of this stuff isn't. Oh, we're going to get into a little bit of it. Some of the very worst, in fact. But what's to follow isn't the worst. It's just something to get you ready for it. A little MIDI-born village people. But what follows that, Seekers, is the MIDI tune voted on the web as being the worst ever MIDI tune. It's a theme to Quantum Leap. It's short but painful, and you know the sound waves look like they were drawn with a thick magic marker, which kind of made me remember something else I found while tripping around on the web. Somebody actually had the LP of the story of Nikola Tesla told entirely in Morse code. Oh, now that's an idea. I wonder if it's on 8-track.
Thank you.
can't play this filth on the air. I am so sorry, Seekers. When you hear Nikola Tesla, you think mad science. You don't think cocky parties. As if you can't tell from that bob-awful noise pouring out of your speakers tonight, Seekers. You're tuned in to WREK Atlanta and Reverend Susie the Floozy side of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Although, you know, Seekers, last week it was really hard to tell that it wasn't me in the saddle. Yeah, and the Lymph Node Institute came rolling in with those 14 cover versions of Jocko Homo. Ow! Oh, it really gave me a foul... Oh, it really gave me a foul taste of my own stinking sonic homebrew, but even so, you know, I can't help the fact that I'm gonna have to do one of those kind of Susie shows, and in the near future, too. Do I have any remorse about it? Ah, hell, Seekers, I ain't even got any morse, period. But tonight I do have more. More of this fetid MIDI madness. More manic Moog mashing. And side two of that reeking knockoff album, Electric Tommy. Ooh, and you know, on side two, the synthesizers really get that queasy kind of musical indigestion, you know? That kind of burbling liquid electronic gut rumble sound. So, yeah, turn the bass up on your speakers and sit on them. Just a test. Oh, but first, why don't we cleanse our palates with a little more Dr. Yo before we get to some more Who bashing. And yeah, I can enrich tonight's lineup with that MIDI version of Quadrophenia, too. Eh, quit your squawking, you panty waste. You already lived through Quadrophenia's done by a college marching band. How much worse could this version be? Enjoy.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if women can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, don't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your side. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machines doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You'll pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of the longest tube. And say, guess it's time for a judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say he's pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Alive.
He's taken everything this whole earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing while he held. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Judgment, God is calling. Underneath the war pigs crying, begging mercies for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings.
Side two of that reeking knockoff album, Electric Tommy. Seekers, it looks like we've weathered another fetid episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse here on WREK Atlanta. Oh, and if you need any help, any sort of spiritual counseling, please never forget that there's a man on whom you can lay your whole wallet and you can trust him with it. And that man is Bob. Yes, J.R. Bob Dobbs, at the Church of the Subgenius. And if you'd like free information on this lovely little cult, oh, just pick up a pen and write to Bob at P.O. Box 204206, Austin, Texas. And I can't remember the damn zip code, but I can remember that P.O. box because of the 420 in the middle. 204206, Austin, Texas. You know, if you're looking for a way to spend your life wisely, why don't you fritter it away with Bob? Good night, sweetie.